This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're ready for conversational action. I was going to say battle. We don't do battle here. This is not Battle Line. This is the DJV show, 7 after the hour, Friday, the 5th of January. And it'll be marked by any number of things that are going on around the country and around the world. Many of those things we will discuss here for your enjoyment, your entertainment, things, people, places. So I guess we have a little in the trending department about people and places, Jen, yeah?
Well, Al Gore is making the new phrase cold warming on Twitter trend. And so this is kind of interesting. So we have global warming. Now Al Gore says we have cold warming.
Because of global warming.
That's right.
That's always going to be some time.
I just wanted to see if you were following along.
Yes,
there. That's right.
I was drinking a little water, but yes.
Doesn't mean that climate change is not happening just because it's cold outside. So that's trending on Twitter right now. It's bitter cold, but still Al Gore is looking to talk about the climate crisis and global warming.
I think he's right. I think he's right. The essence of what's going on. Whether it's the business about climate change is not historic, but it's an historical fact. The planet changes. It grows. It has different vibrations. There are things that are going on now that have to do with the change in the atmosphere, which comes from all kinds of different reasons. Maybe some of it is the influence of burning fossil fuel, yeah. But there are other things that go on that are... The whole thing is all about our egos. We think humans, I was about to say Americans, but humans think they're so important. They think they're all-powerful, and if it wasn't for humans, nothing would be going on. The planet would be static or stationary, and it would just be a big blob floating out in the universe. It's nonsense. The Earth is a living, breathing, dynamic organism that can survive very well without us. And in some way, shape, or form, if we keep going down the road we're going down, I'm sure it will survive without us. So the ego that's involved in us continuing to say we're ruining the planet is nonsense. We may not be helping the planet any, and that's something we ought to look at and study, but for us to keep saying, or some of us to keep saying, that we're ruining the planet is bunkum. Okay, now I can go on to the next thing. That's right.
And it's cold. So that's part two of this story, is that everybody yesterday was posting videos. If you lived on the East Coast, I saw a lot of videos, people showing what it looked like snowing outside, and a lot of people out there.
That's too bad I wasn't there.
Cold.
I guess I missed a lot, huh?
You escaped to 72 degree California, lucky for you. And apparently, if you were in the Midwest or the Northeast, hopefully you're getting used to this cold weather, because another round of it is coming through on Saturday. More Arctic air heading to the Northeast and to the Midwest for the weekend. I guess there's no relief in sight for about a week or two. Other news stories trending. Macy's has announced 5,000 job cuts, 7 new store closures, and Sears has followed suit with another 100 store closures. Plus, a name that I saw trending, I hadn't seen in a while, is Philip Morris. Did you hear about this?
Philip Morris is the tobacco company.
That's right.
And the old ads were, for Philip Morris! The kid that used to look like he was a movie guy selling cigarettes, that sort of thing. That's when that was the ad that I remember when I was a kid. Didn't understand how bad tobacco products were at that time.
So well, I was surprised to see Philip Morris trending. Apparently, they've made a pretty dramatic New Year's resolution, and they said, we're trying to give up cigarettes. Yeah.
Huh?
So
they're trying to give up cigarettes. In
Philip Morris makes Marlboro, L&M, Parliament, Chesterfield, and others. They took out full-page ads in several newspapers in the UK that said its new ambition in 2018 is to build a smoke-free future and eventually stop selling cigarettes.
Well, they're going to stop selling cigarettes in favor of selling marijuana. Most of the quiet side of the increase in interest in the marijuana business is that, for example, in California, it's a $6 billion business a year now, and they just opened for business, in a sense, as of what? The other day was Monday, I think, the first day that pot recreationally was available, or going to be made available here in California. But before that, even just with the medical marijuana and the growth business that is supported by, or if you will, overseen, whatever the regulation, you can use any term you want, but the $6 billion a year that's in this industry, can you imagine the amount of money that's going to be generated by pot in this state? Massachusetts has regulated and opened the doors to selling recreational pot. I think there are six or eight other states that have legalized pot.
Well, for now, because now the federal government, Jeff Sessions yesterday said that he's going to start going after states. He's going to start working back some regulations that the Obama administration had freed up to make it easier for states to start going in the way of legal marijuana. So we'll see if those states that think that recreational pot is on their agenda are going to be able to do that. It's going to be another federal fight between the states and the federal government.
To what end?
I don't know. I think Jeff Sessions has other things that he could probably be working on. But
with our money.
Just to get back to Philip Morris, it doesn't seem that they're going in the way of pot. They want to go into smokeless products, basically. So they're looking at e-cigarettes, heated tobacco products, smoke-free alternatives to the cigarette as we know it. So they're looking to change up the way people actually inhale their cigarettes now.
Mm. Yeah, believe me, I've done a lot of nosing around in this from the agricultural point of view. Companies like Philip Morris are very interested in marijuana. But to go back to the Jeff Sessions ridiculous, he's trying to put his point of view about life into the mainstream. You can tell by listening to him, hearing him talk that he isn't in the mainstream, and a lot of these people are not in the mainstream. I don't like marijuana. I don't want to smoke it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be around anybody who does. But this is a free country, and the Constitution is pretty clear about what you can do and how you can do it, and these guys have no business. The states are the regulators, not the federal government, of things like this. So to go back to, this is the same asinine approach. Remember, what's his name, John from St. Louis, who was the Attorney General. I never remember his last name. I can see him. But he sent
Ashcroft?
Ashcroft, thank you. He, this is a month after September 11th. He was the Attorney General when George Bush was the president. A month after September 11th, he sends 34 FBI inspectors to Washington State to try to put the marijuana, which, by the way, at that point had become legal in Washington State for medical purposes, sends 34 guys to Washington to try to investigate and to shut down the medical growing and use of marijuana for medicinal purposes in Washington. 34 agents a month after September 11th. And this is the kind of, you can agree or disagree, you can agree with me that pot smoking probably isn't the greatest thing in the world for you, and there are all kinds of other things that we can argue about with regard to marijuana, but the last time I checked, this was a free country, although it really isn't anymore, but and maybe it never was for everybody. But this whole mania about controlling, if you're going to do this, then damn it, then get rid of alcohol and get rid of cigarettes. There's no difference. Marijuana will have the same impact on people as drinking alcohol, but you got to smoke a lot more, I guess. I don't know. But I know I've seen the stats, and it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. So if you're not going to allow marijuana, or maybe
who doesn't smoke or drink.
Yeah. Well, but you remember, I've been around. My mother was a raging alcoholic and died because she smoked at the age of 50. So I'm pretty up and pretty smart if you will, if you don't mind me saying so, when it comes to this sort of thing.
You're always, always able to remind me.
Yeah, my what, that I'm so smart?
Yeah.
That the end, my antenna are up on this sort of thing. And so I was no big fan of Barack Obama. Everybody pretty much knows that, has listened to me for more than 5 seconds. And I think most of the things they did weren't in the best interest of everybody. But he looks like a genius in comparison to some of the things that are going on now. And so you wonder, we haven't got anything better to do? And I don't know even whether Sessions sends a memo to the White House chief of staff, say, tell the president I'm going to start to go back after. Actually, what he did say, Jennifer, was we're going to have the U.S. attorneys in each state. We're going to allow them to go after the local marijuana laws. There is no federal marijuana legislation, but I'm betting that the legislators that are in California, Massachusetts, and the other states that have legalized marijuana are going to put together a package of laws, rules, regulations, even though it's already clear. And if somebody is really smart, what I'd like to see the attorneys general do in these states is bring a class action suit against the federal government and go to the Supreme Court.
I'd like to see the federal government bring class action lawsuit against some of the states for something like a sanctuary state. So this is what, yeah. I'll stop you there because I'm not marijuana person either, and I'm not really even in favor of legalizing it recreationally at this moment in time because I don't think that the state and the federal government have all their ducks in a row to do it right. And you start looking at what's happened in Colorado, and while they've raised a lot of money, it took them 2 years for them to be able to put a dime of it into any banking institution. Because it was illegal to do that, and it created an underground economy in the state of Colorado that was already there but grew under legalized recreational marijuana. Those types of things, in addition to trying to figure out how to handle traffic stops and all of this, make me think that people aren't ready for it. I think that it is very difficult to have a different set of state laws and a different set of federal laws. I think that makes no sense when it comes to a drug like marijuana, because it's stupid for me if it's legal to smoke in Colorado and then I cross the border and go into a state like Nebraska and get arrested by federal agents. That's a problem. So I think somehow there needs to be, I do agree with Jeff Sessions on one thing, and that is that it should be consistent across the board. And I think that the federal government probably needs to reduce the classification of marijuana by classifying it right now with some of the harder drugs like heroin and cocaine. And that's just kind of ridiculous. So I do think this needs to be looked at, because I don't think as states legalize, this is going to get any easier. So at least get it out there now and start the arguments. But for someone like Jeff Sessions, who I like a lot, I just think there are so many other priorities. If he wants to start talking to states about legalities, well, start with California and the fact that we woke up on January 1st as a sanctuary state. No California voter voted for that. Not one. California voters voted to legalize marijuana. So let's go after laws that are being imposed by state governments on people when they didn't get a chance to vote on it.
Yeah.
And let's start
arrogance,
there.
The arrogance there, Jennifer, is beyond belief. The arrogance of just saying, okay, we're going to be a sanctuary. Nobody voted on it. And then, plus the fact, what happens with just allowing everybody, and this is where you and I are on the same page completely, the sanctuary cities, the movement to allow people who are here illegally to stay and be protected and have taxpayers pay for their protection?
Well, and it's not even people who come here illegally. Sanctuary states and cities primarily protect people who have been convicted of a crime and then released back into the population. There are a lot of people who have a lot of really compelling reasons for coming here and have a lot of reasons for their safety that they come here. I'm more worried about the people who come here, don't choose to come here through the legal channels, and then come here and commit crimes, and then go into our jail system, which is a large swath of the people that are in the prisons, at least in my state of California. And then when they get out, instead of being turned over to federal officials, local governments somehow decide to protect them and prioritize them over law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's problematic. And then use my taxpayer dollars to offer a defense.
So Al Gore is worried about global warming. Good for you, Al. That's a good thing. Let's worry about some of this other stuff. Maybe it's more, we can do something about it. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wow, this is sort of a departure for Justin Timberlake. Release of a new song called Filthy. Just in time for his performance next month as the main focus of attention, the halftime show at the Super Bowl game. This song is the lead single off the new album Man of the Woods. It was co-written and produced by Timberlake, Timbaland, and Danja. Man of the Woods also includes top shelf collaborations with Alicia Keys, Pharrell Williams, and Chris Stapleton. That's an interesting combo, Jennifer. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris they Stapleton. Got together, remember, a year or so ago, maybe even more now, at one of the Country Music Award shows,
right.
And they performed
yes.
together,
yeah.
And everybody loved it. Justin Timberlake already has those southern roots, and so I think he wanted to integrate that into his new album, and this is the first album from him in a while, so it's kind of exciting.
So is this a predictor of a new direction for him?
Well, the thing that's interesting is I was expecting, because of the Chris Stapleton thing and the name of the album, Man of the Woods, I was expecting yeah. more country. And this is with Timberland. This sounds a lot like Sexy Back to me.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I'm surprised about. I didn't really like it the first time I heard it, but I like it the more times I hear it. So I don't know where this album is going. Is it going to be country? Is it going to be
It's probably
pop?
Gonna have that little bit of
Is
southern.
It going to be R&B? I don't know.
Yeah. Southern influence is more than just country. It's,
yeah,
it can
that's
be
true.
Jazz, it can be R&B. It's interesting.
Very true.
Yesterday, the folks at Billboard, I think, announced that R&B and hip-hop have replaced hit music as the most popular format in America. More people listening to hip-hop / R&B black music than listening to, I suppose, white music. Although there are plenty of black performers that are big in their crossover. I think what's happening is that we're, for a long time, we developed in the 70s and into the early 80s a way of differentiating formatically for radio stations different types of music, adult contemporary, country, you can the hot hits, they're all, I think they're about eight different formats, and then now it's sort of blending back together again to a certain extent, not dramatically so, but you can see that happening. And this new work especially, he stated the project was inspired by his growing family and Tennessee roots. So his wife, he and his wife have a, Jessica Biel, they have a baby boy, right? Don't they have a young boy?
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously had an impact on him. He seems to be very taken by her. And obviously when you become a father, he's going to take a lot of your time and attention, your love. So you're going to try to wrap in this circumstance, or somebody's an entertainer like this, wrap your own circumstance in life to stuff you can communicate in music this way. Pastoral and Western theme to the promo materials, musical teasers in the way that they now do this sort of thing to put it into the mainstream. It's going to be released February 2nd, which the whole album I'm talking about, which is just a couple of days before the halftime show. So, good for him. Speaking of Justin's, here's the Beeb, the Worm. His grandparents have come up with a way to bring more attention to him, like he needs more attention. His formative years as an aspiring singer is the focus of a display going on at a museum in Stratford, Ontario, Canada, called Steps to Stardom. Opens up at the Stratford Perth Museum on the 18th of next month. Title is a reference to his busking shows on the steps outside the local Avon Theater. What does that mean, busking?
He used to stand outside and play guitar to try and make money, and also to try and get...
What, like a homeless person looking for dough?
Well, I think he was just trying to get notoriety, get people to know who he was.
His Grammy Award microphones, a letter from Michelle Obama, all that stuff on. Huh? Oh, pretty exciting. Wow. Ooh-ah. The Worm in the news, musically.
Be assertive, not aggressive. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Recently, I was on a flight, and in the seat behind me, a man in his early 20s appeared to feel it was okay to loudly cuss and say intimidating statements, even though there were children on the flight. I stood up, turned around, and said, I appreciate that you have a lot of confidence, but it's unacceptable to speak that way in front of children. Saying that was enough to elicit an apology and a change in his behavior. But the point I want to make is this. Being peaceful does not entail being walked on or not standing up for others when the time is right. And by being assertive but not aggressive, behavior can change. When we set our egos aside and do what's right for the greater good, we can elicit the right kind of change. But to do so, we have to put our egos aside. For more on anger management and assertiveness, visit drchristianconti.com.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $200 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/6/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Places and things on your mind. That's the DJV experience. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria back on Monday. Kara Schillen in her usual spot in the catbird seat at our originating network, Radio America, control room in Washington, where the White House has decided to ban personal devices for guests and the staff who are working in the West Wing, Jen. They're banning the use of device, cell phones, laptops, that sort of thing, for guests and staff. Why would that be? Sarah Sanders made the answer, isn't it? What kind of issues?
I think this is actually a sign of the times. And take politics out of it, whether it's Democrat or Republican, whoever's sitting in the White House. the last administration had a lot of trouble with people sending emails. I don't know if you remember that. But people using private email servers to send classified information and using Yahoo to forward themselves stuff to their home computers that classified them and posed a security risk and left them vulnerable for hacking. This administration has seen a ton of people leaking from it. That seems to have died down a bit, maybe since Steve Bannon left. Mm. But the leaks have been there. And so I think if you are a modern day administration now, you're going to want to be able to have as much control as possible on the devices for your employees that are working there. So why not? Why not ask people to leave their personal cell phones at home? No doubt they have a business cell phone. Their families can still reach them at their desk. It doesn't seem like you would need to have a personal cell phone there.
I'm surprised it's taken this long because every single person I know who works for a contractor for the government, they're not allowed to have their phones in any kind of meeting, anything like that. So if they're not allowed to have it and they're not nearly, you know, as...
talking about sensitive stuff.
Yeah,
like
sensitive stuff as being in the West Wing of the White House, I don't know why they would need personal cell phones there.
Well, we mostly have... I don't know whether you... Jennifer, I have two cell phones. I have two.
I don't.
But most people have two. I was on a plane with somebody sitting next to someone who had three. I think
most people have one, but when you work for the government, you have a government-issued phone. Like my father works for the state at the airport, and he has a phone for the airport.
One for them and one for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So this is not unusual. Personal property, leave it at home. Bottom line. The history of Kara Schilling includes her early life in the city of Baltimore. And I noticed some things. How would you describe your education in the Baltimore school system growing up?
Well, I was not in the Baltimore school system. I was not even in Baltimore County.
I was in
Anne Arundel County, which is just south of Baltimore County. And I think mine is fine, and it's funny because... most of the schools, at least the schools that I know people who went there, are actually really good, really rigorous schools.
Rigorous.
Yeah.
They do a good job educating their students.
Yeah, I'm sure not all of them do, just as, you know, not all city schools are good. But there are numerous schools that are very, very good in Baltimore City.
Well, because of the bomb cyclone storm yesterday, they had a problem with the heating in these schools. So the city, even though they didn't close schools down, didn't have anybody there, or they were sending children home because they didn't have any heat. There were broken heating systems apparently in a number of buildings, and of course that will disrupt classes. What happens, and this is something I was concerned about in my house actually, in Framingham yesterday, the winds were 70, 80 miles an hour, and the storm brought 18 inches of snow, very light powder snow. Temperature there this morning is 12 degrees below zero. Yesterday, with those winds, I was concerned that the heat, that the electricity would go off, and that would... I had this generator for 6 months, and I've been struggling to find somebody, because it's in kind of a unique position to actually put it all in. And it's mostly in. It just needs to be wired in so that it can work. And I was trying to get it done before I left last week, and the fellow said, no, I'll come over and do it this week. Well, he was supposed to be there yesterday. Well, of course, he wasn't there yesterday. And so I was sweating it because oftentimes in more rural areas, the electricity goes out pretty easily. And knowing we're going to have 12 degrees or even worse, there is a prediction for tomorrow that it will be 20 below zero in the morning. That in about 4 or 5 hours, if the heat goes off in the house, 4 or 5 hours, everything's going to be frozen. I mean, frozen. So not only do I have the normal water pipes, but I have an old steam system for heat that was converted to water. So it has these big 3-inch radiators, you know, the old style radiators that are not around much anymore, except in schools like we're talking about. This is what makes me think about it, because I remember the schools when I was going to school, these big, heavy radiators and the water and steam and stuff that heated the schools. As a matter of fact, they used to use the same steam system to heat the food in the cafeteria. All the food when I was in school was heated with steam. I don't know if they still do that or not. Did they do that when you were going to school, Jennifer or Karen?
We didn't really have cafeterias.
Yeah, we had a cafeteria, but I can't remember how they
You went to Catholic school. So how, where'd they
I went to Catholic school, and my school got destroyed during the Northridge earthquake in the 90s. Yeah. And so for the first part of my high school career, we did have like a walk-up cafeteria line, but it wasn't your traditional lunch lady who was slopping out meatloaf. It was like pizza or burritos or just a bunch of like warm junk kind of junky items you could buy. So I brought my lunch every single day. And then when we moved to the seminary after our school got knocked down, there was really no cafeteria. They sold, they kind of tried to do sell the equivalent, but it just was never quite the same. Yeah.
So, meanwhile, back in Baltimore, imagine, just use your imagination. Think about when you were in school or your children going off to school wearing gloves and scarves and the heavy overalls and that kind of stuff in class. Because it was 40 degrees on average
in these
really schools
hard to learn.
Yesterday. You can't learn.
Yeah, especially
it's like
when you're freezing like that. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the bad thing is I guess this is more of a systematic issue. I mean, it's been negative. It's about negative 7 today with the wind chill, and it's been kind of like that all week. And I guess all the kids got back from winter break and all the pipes were broken or frozen or classrooms had flooded and they still had to go to classes. But this has been going on for years and years and years because, I mean, they built casinos in Baltimore and said that all of that money would go to public education,
right,
and it hasn't, which I think was pretty obvious. That's why I didn't vote for them, because I didn't think the money would go to public education.
You're telling me they lied about that?
I know. It's crazy, right? But there's other money that has gone to schools, but because of regulations that are in place, they've had to give that money back because they either didn't fix all the problems in time or it cost more than they thought it was going to. So this has been going on for years and years, and I think it's just worse than this year than ever before because all the buildings are so old. They look like old churches and stuff like that. So it's just everything is like breaking down, and kids are having to go to school in you know, 40-degree classrooms, and teachers too. It's an insane thing to ask for.
Well, here's the situation. I remember working in Baltimore and thinking it was a pot. I've never thought Baltimore was a well-run city or even a nice place to live, for whatever the reason. No offense. Well, you're not from Baltimore.
See, yeah, well, I mean, I love Baltimore.
Anyway.
I think Baltimore is I think Baltimore is a greater city than D.C. I think the people there are much better, but I do agree that it's not. Okay. I just think that this is representative of a bigger problem across the country. I think that there are probably tons and tons of cities across the country that are dealing with this same thing.
Yeah,
that aren't well run, and then the kids and the schools and the teachers and people who are trying to learn and get an education and do better are the ones who have to suffer.
So why do we put up with it? Well, we're taxpayers. Why do we put up with it? Why do we let these people in a city like Baltimore? The management of the city has sucked for years. I worked in Baltimore, let's see, when was it, 80, mid-80s, I think, 80. I went to Baltimore. Yeah, it was 83, 84, somewhere in there, in the mid-80s. I can't remember exactly what years it was. I was there for a couple of years. It was a horrible place from the point of view of whether you felt safe walking around, unless you were down at the harbor, which is kind of a neat place. I find where they built the Camden Yards, they built a new stadium and all that stuff. But and they did it with taxpayer money. So they got money to build a new stadium. How come you can't build new schools? How come you can't build things and run things that have some sort of connection, quasi-connection, to the people who are paying the bill? And this is a predominantly black city, or certainly a large population of blacks, and it just gives me rise to think the same thing that others think about what happens in cities that are badly run. If they are mostly populated by blacks, they get less attention than cities that are run by whites. That's the way it is. And the administration in Baltimore sucked then, and it sucks now. Look at the whole thing. Was it 2 years ago, the Baltimore police and all that fiasco? I think it was 2 years ago with the guys that were shot. I'm trying to remember the exact thing because there were so many of those shootings,
too. Yeah, I mean, there's been multiple ones, and Baltimore always has a high crime rate. But, yeah, the whole Freddie Gray thing, and then bringing in the guard into the city and having armed guards everywhere, and it's been a mess for a while. And I think that normal citizens are trying to do something about it because they're kind of fed up. They've been having a lot of town halls, but
decades.
I think it's frustrating for people because the things like casinos, you're voting them in because you really hope that okay, maybe that money finally will do something, and then it doesn't. So it's like okay,
Never will.
What do you do now when there are these proposals to help and then they don't?
until people decide that they're done being taken for a ride by the government, then...
And I guess that goes for the whole country, huh?
Yeah, and that's the thing. When people go, oh, God, I don't know how Trump won. There's a lot of crazy people out there. Trump won because he was railing against what... He was smart enough, whether that was...
Absolutely.
Yep. He was smart enough to rail against what has been going on for way too long in this country. And saying, look, why would you go with another politician? You can go with me. I'll be a bull in a china shop and just start breaking things apart. And I know that scares a lot of people, but until you start telling politicians that they shouldn't be going into politics for a career and making money off of taxpayers and lining their pockets while kids are sitting in a school and freezing to death in Baltimore, it's going to be the same thing. Yeah, and that's why there's this backlash going, like, who's going to be the candidate that's going to really break things up? And that, but both parties should be paying attention to that.
Absolutely. You're right. Yep. There's another one for Jennifer. 2 points for Jennifer.
2 points?
Speaking of points, a couple of quick sports notes here. The NFL has announced 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2018. A number of household names like Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Brian Urlacher, Steve Hutchinson are only four of the players, the only four players to make it their first year eligibility. The four highlight the 15 modern era finalists, narrowed down from 27. Hall of Fame Selection Committee narrowing the list to 10 and then to 5. Those five finalists voted on by the 48-member committee. A player must get at least 80% yes votes to make it into the Hall of Fame. Are those the same rules that are used for the Baseball Hall of Fame, let's say, or the Basketball Hall of Fame?
It's pretty much the same. I'm sure there's probably a few tweaks to it, but yeah, it's about the same system, I think.
They announced the winners during the Super Bowl, I guess during the halftime show. At the
Which is
Super
just Bowl. Around the corner. Playoffs start this weekend. Really, I know you'll be watching, Dougie.
Ah, of course I will. Yeah. Right there. I'm an armchair quarterback.
Not all you are.
Really? Well, thank you, Jennifer. That's very sweet of you. All right, let's get to making ourselves feel better. As you are all joining the same club, we all are a member of the aging club. Kara is aging, Jennifer is aging, I am aging, and you are aging. And as you age, your joints get a little creaky. I've got a great chiropractor here in Los Angeles that I go to see, and he was working me over yesterday, and I feel so much better really today with the aches and pains. But he said to me that you seem to be more flexible now than you were when I worked on you last spring. And I said, you know, that's interesting.
What are you doing to you?
Well, now it's the Krill Omega 50 that is part of my routine, my supplemental routine now for, what are we going to talk about, these people? 3 or 4 months, Kara, when did we first start talking about Purity Products and the Krill Omega 50? I think it was 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So since then, my joints, because of the krill oil, have become more flexible. Take this stuff every day, and that's in part what happens to you. But because there are other oils around that are important, namely fish oil, to go with the krill oil, one wonders, do I take one or both? And the answer is you take one with both. Krill oil, fish oil together in a fabulous combination that is just right for your health and well-being. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This comes in a bottle. I think there are 50 in the bottle. And you get in 7 days a whole different feeling. You will. The fish oil part of it is great for your heart, cardiovascular system, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all around your body in ways your doctor will absolutely love. And then your joint comfort is boosted by the krill oil. You'll feel better. This product is guaranteed when you pay for it, but the first bottle you don't have to pay for. First bottle is free. It's on them, so you can see how wonderfully well it'll work for you. Call 800-355-1493. Order your free bottle now. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping. It'll be delivered quickly. You'll be on it quickly, and you'll feel better quickly. Put it together, 800-355-1493. The opportunity is here. You can take advantage of the situation just by making that call and get the pill that makes a big difference. 800-355-1493 for Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. Free bottle on your way, on its way to you, however. But it's still going to get to you, and it's still going to be free. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Time now for us at 53 past the hour to go through the top 5 items from the world of technology, influential items that will affect you and your usage of some of this equipment. So let's get at it. And here to play the role of the big voice announcer, ladies and gentlemen, Kara Schillen.
Number 5.
We all like to, but we all play the big voice announcer from time to time. The clothing retailer Forever 21 says a breach of its systems led hackers steal some customer credit card data throughout much of last year. Company didn't specify how many customers had information stolen, but they did say various points of sale terminals were affected between April and November, where hackers collected credit card numbers, expiration dates, verification codes, and cardholder names. Lovely. In its notification to customers, Forever 21 said hackers installed malicious software on some point-of-sale terminals in some of their stores. Companies have technology in place to foil the hackers, but they don't always work. Forever 21 said its point-of-sale terminals, which cashiers use to swipe customers' cards, are supposed to be encrypted. That means anybody intercepting the information wouldn't be able to read it anyway, but sometimes the encryption is turned off. Oh, brilliant. And so the result of that, hackers who'd infected the machines with their tools could collect credit card numbers and all this other information. They could collect the customer's name. So the law enforcement investigation into the hack is continuing, so says the company.
Number four.
Number four is a focus on Samsung and the Galaxy Note 8s. According to a number of reports, some of the owners of these devices are experiencing issues when they drain the batteries completely. Problems are not widespread. Those affected will find their dead devices will not be chargeable. You can't turn them on. So the company spokesperson said it's unclear if this is a hardware or a software issue. Some users report their phone doesn't show the charging circle when connected to a power source and doesn't actually charge. Others say the phone gets warm, but the screen remains blank. So is this another black eye for Samsung? Well, apparently, again, there aren't a lot of them, and you can call 1-800-SAMSUNG. They'll help you out. Give you a new one, but is it really new? Some people say the device they're going to give you is a rebuilt Galaxy Note 8, but if it works and it's the same phone, I guess probably doesn't make a difference. Nah. But I used to have one of those droids, Samsung. I didn't like it, so I went to an iPhone. I don't much like them either, but they're much more intuitive and easier to use, for sure.
Number three.
Robocalls worse than ever last year, according to a report. The Federal Trade Commission received 375,000 complaints a month about robocalls. We all have this problem, and we all are peed off about it. 4.5 million robocall complaints. Complaints. Now, how many times do you get the robocalls, or how many people getting them are going to actually complain? So you can imagine, if they get 4.5 million complaints, how many people actually are going through all of this stuff with these damn telemarketing calls? The report says that robocalls are steadily increasing because of cheap access to internet calling services and the auto dial. I get one from a drug company in Canada 3, 4, 5 times a day. And because it's getting easier for spammers to hide their true identity, this thing has become a huge problem. People reported more number spoofing calls appear to come from your local area, and they don't. I get calls from this company from Los Angeles, from Seattle, from Texas, from Massachusetts, from Washington, from Florida. It's just amazing how, and after you have, why would they keep doing it? All they do is annoy these folks. Why would they keep calling you? That's the thing that makes me wonder whether these people are crazy or not. Most of the robocalls are illegal, but they don't come from America. They're coming from Canada or Mexico or China or someplace like that. So, ugh. All right, Miss.
Number two,
the Library of Congress, collecting every single public tweet for quite a while, said we're not going to do that anymore. Tweets from President Trump and other newsmakers will be archived, but your own witty rants and whatever stuff you're involved in on Twitter will not be. The tweets collected and archived will be thematic and event-based, including events like elections, themes of ongoing national interest, public policy, that sort of thing. So why do they change? People are tweeting now more than ever. Tweets have grown in length, and tweets aren't just text-based anymore. It's who wants to read that stuff?
Number one.
Number one, the major flaw in Intel chips, the design of Intel chips requiring Microsoft and Linux and Apple to update operating systems for computers around the world, believed to affect chips in millions of computers. Based on analysis to date, a lot of types of computing devices with many different vendors are now susceptible to all kinds of bad stuff. So you'll know that when it happens to your computer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.